call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. Welcome. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, this is Feedback. I appreciate you letting us be here with you on this Thursday. If you want to be a part of the show, 715-845-2155. I believe I have worked my magic by kicking the phone system in the slats. I believe it is now working properly. 715-845-2155. Did you just give me a thumbs up, or are you telling me I'm full of baloney? Oh, you don't know. Okay. So, what are we going to talk about today? Well, sadly, we've got some issues that have flared up in Syria. You've probably been aware that over the last couple days, there are claims coming that the Syrian government launched a mortar attack in Damascus on supposed rebel forces that are fighting the government forces there. We've been talking about this and learning about this for quite some time. Apparently, these mortar attacks contained chemical weapons. It is there are reports all over the place. Some are saying 136 individuals died. Some reports are saying 1,300 people died.
And there are videos.
Yes, there's videos. There are still shots all over the internet. Some of the most troubling is a lot of young individuals that are wrapped in white linen. It doesn't appear that there are any wounds or marks on these individuals that would lend...
Some of the videos showed people foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, which would lend credence to the claim that this was a chemical weapon attack. Now, quite some time ago, the President of the United States said to Syrian leader Assad, if you use chemical weapons, that is a red line that you have crossed, and there will be consequences. Not too long ago, we talked about that it was determined that chemical weapons had been used in this fight. But there was some controversy. It wasn't definitive as to who used the chemical weapons. So I'm going to cut the president a little bit of slack when you've got intelligence that say, nuh-uh, he did it. Nuh-uh, they did it. What are you going to do?
Well, even the French today, the French foreign minister
yeah,
said that if, in fact, this turns out to be true, then a use of force is the only expectable result.
Yeah, I love how the French have decided that we, the United States, have to show force.
Well, I don't think he said that. I think it's going to be a coalition.
Oh, you think the French are going to go in?
It'll be a coalition.
Uh-huh. You have used chemical weapons, so I shall smack you with my baguette. No? Really? The French? They're going to. What are they going to do?
Well, they have soldiers. You know, the French Foreign Legion is a pretty hard
fighting force. The French Foreign
Legion
is not the French army. The French Foreign Legion decides who they fight against, not the French government. And even the French Foreign Legion, do they even exist anymore? We talked about this a while back.
I think they do.
Maybe. Maybe they do films now. They just show up and wear the funky little hat. By the way, I used to have one of those hats. The baseball cap with the things down the back of the neck.
It is a military wing of the French Army,
by the way.
It's
not of the military. No, it's not. They're independent. They don't adhere to any...
The French Foreign Legion is a military service wing of the French Army established in 1831, unique because it was exclusively created for foreign nationals willing to serve in the French Armed Forces. Commanded by French officers, it is also open to French citizens, who amounted to 24% of the recruits as of 2007. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You get the French Foreign Legion to go fight your war for you. Let's see how that works out. I think the French Foreign Legion are
all
the
I'm saying
nine...
is if they put together a coalition of British SAS and American Special Forces and French Foreign Legion.
Right.
Because you're not going to invade Syria. This is going to have to be some sort of special operations work, right?
If the French are going to be involved in military action, yes, it would have to be the French Foreign Legion. Because the rest of the army are,
they're serving right now in Mali, in that conflict in Mali.
They are. Crepes and they're cooking. They are serving wine and very good coffee.
I'd like to see if you would say that to a French Foreign Legion member if he was standing right there.
I'm not saying the French Foreign Legion. I'm saying the French military. The regular French Army.
The French Foreign Legion is serving right now in Mali.
Oh, the French Foreign Legion
yes.
is over there. Because they want to be there, not because the French government sent them over there. The
no,
French
you're
Foreign
not
Legion,
listening to me. The French
I
Foreign
am listening.
Legion is commanded by French officers, and they are a wing of the French Army.
I disagree with you. I'm telling you, the French Foreign Legion decides where they go and what they do, independent of the government. They are not. They don't. The government comes to them and says, you know, we would like you to go fight this war. The French Foreign Legion
They
goes,
don't have a choice. They can't
no.
say, no, we're not going.
What is in it for me, my friend?
Oh, brother.
Well, we'd like you to... No. I don't know. So the point is, and I don't want to get too goofy about this, the point is that we have an interesting situation in Syria. Immediately following this mortar attack, early this morning, comes a bombing raid from the Syrian government into the same area. I find it very interesting. Again, not a military strategist. It does seem relatively common that if you have an enemy outpost that you're trying to wipe out, you would shell them with mortar fire and then follow up with an air attack or a combination of the two. So it doesn't seem it's unreasonable that an air attack comes in. But my little voice is saying, really? An air attack, a bombing raid, severe bombing raid in the exact area where you're being accused of shelling with chemical weapons seems to me like it would be more of an option to cover things up. But that's just my little voice talking to me and my suspicion of Assad and the Syrian government. The problem comes in that, just like Tom brings up, yes, the French are saying that a coalition needs to get involved. France is calling for force if the Syrian chemical weapons use is proven. They are asking that there be a coalition. Now, the United Nations security team, there was an emergency meeting at the UN where they came together and said, okay, we need to take a look at this and make some decisions. But guess who's on this particular Security Council, the UN Security Council?
Because there's always one wild card country that gets to serve.
We've got China and Russia both on the UN Security
Council. Well, they're
always on. I know. They said, no, there will be no resolution against Syria. This is putting us in a very, very uncomfortable position. And here's my thoughts on this. And then we're going to open up the phone lines. Here's what I'm thinking on this. The tension between the United States and Russia has been escalated over the Syrian issue. The United States told the Syrian government, if you use chemical weapons, that's a red line. You've crossed it. We're going to have to do something. Putin said to our president, no, you're not going to do anything because we support the Syrian government and you don't have what it takes to do anything about it. You just need to sit down and be quiet. I believe now the Chinese are saying the exact same thing. They are supporting the Russians and saying, no, United States, you're not going to do anything. And because we are in a weak position diplomatically, that our president doesn't have the intestinal fortitude to stand up to Vladimir Putin, and because we owe such an amazing amount of money to China, we are in a weakened position. I believe because of our 5 years plus of domestic economic policies and our ridiculous foreign policy over the last 5 years, we're now in a position where we need to do something and we need to be decisive. But we can't because we have a weak leader. 715-845-2155. That's my opinion. You call me and let me know what you think. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, feedback. We'll be right back.
Feedback at 8, The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. It is 8:20, and phone lines are open, 715-845-2155. My statement regarding the Syrian issue is that our president and his attempts at being diplomatic have put us in a weakened position where as far as Russia is concerned, there is one area of common ground where we could build quite an alliance with Russia, at least one. All right, let's go to the phones and discuss a little bit. Up first, Jeff, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, hi, Seth. I recently heard that the French military doubled their military budget.
Oh, my gosh. And how did they do that?
They built a second white flag factory.
Nice. Way to go.
The other thing was is that Obama's action will be crossing the red line will be to draw another red line.
Well, that's, you know, standard operating procedure for the UN in any way. It's if you don't do what the UN wants you to do, they will word another letter to you. Only this time, they will look at you in a stern, stern way when they hand you the letter.
And tax one of the affluent members.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you agree or disagree that the policies of our president has put us in a weakened position here where we need to be able to show strength and decisiveness?
Most definitely. I think our president has done everything he can to destroy this country.
Well, he hasn't done everything he can because he's still got a couple, 3 years left.
I think the members of Al-Qaeda might have something to say about that have been blasted out of the ground by the drone Air Force.
That's right, because the
Osama
president...
Osama bin Laden might have something to say about that if he weren't dead.
The president of the United States, that's right, he said Al-Qaeda was decimated. Oh, wait a minute. Then he shut down 19 embassies around the world because of Al-Qaeda. Huh. And see, that's called hypocrisy. All right, let me explain what I'm talking about here as far as why I think why the president is being weak and it has harmed us in this situation. What do the United States and Russia have as a common enemy? What do we have as a common enemy with Russia?
Muslim terrorists.
Right, exactly. Extremist Muslim terrorists. In Russia, they are dealing with the Chechen rebels. These are brutal, brutal people. That regardless, if you take a look at what the reason for their fight is, they are...
The brutality of the Russians against them?
Yes. When the Russians were there, the Russian Communist Party was absolutely brutal to them, as they are to everyone. Does that then give them justification for murdering innocent women, children, and people in public venues and squares? Does that justify their actions?
It does not.
Okay, then. So you have a cowardly...
Although it's easy for us to sit here and say that.
I'm sorry?
If your family has been wiped out by the Russians, you might take a different view.
I'm sorry, no. If my family were wiped out by the Russian military or the KGB, I would not then decide to go and kill innocent people as a result. That is the mentality of the ignorant, the cowardly. They have no honor, they have no dignity, and they have no strength. If you'd think that in order to get revenge for your pain is to kill innocent people, then you are a sick, twisted coward. And basically, that's what the extremist Muslims are. That is what the Chechen rebels are. And so that is our common enemy here with Russia. They're dealing with the Chechen rebels. We are dealing with Muslim extremists in all forms. That is a common denominator. This is a very strong potential bridge between our two countries. If our president were truly, truly strong against the extremist Muslims, if he would truly take a strong, no-nonsense, zero-tolerant policy against extremist Muslims, we would have a very strong bond with the Russians. We would then have some sort of stand when it came to this two significant disagreements. Number one, Snowden. By Snowden going to Russia and finding asylum in Russia, Vladimir Putin is sitting on the edge of the Bering Strait with his shirt off, petting his giant tiger, giving the United States the finger. That is exactly what he did with the Snowden issue. It wasn't a diplomatic thing. It wasn't he believed in what he had done. It was an opportunity to tell the United States to go pound sand. And now that we have a conflict with Russia in Syria, Vladimir Putin has complete confidence that he can look Obama in the eye and say, "No, I'm not going to help you. I'm not going to cooperate with you. You've got nothing I need. You've got no threat to me whatsoever. You're weak."
And he would be completely wrong in that, because if in fact these gas attacks did happen, and if in fact they can be laid at the feet of Assad's government, mm-hmm. there will be a response, and there will be a military response.
We'll see. There won't be any joint. There will not be a resolution out of the United Nations. That's for sure.
We won't need the Russians and the Chinese in this situation. We'll have the Brits. We'll have the French. We'll have the Germans. Mm-hmm. We'll have almost every other country in the world that will join us.
You really think that Obama has the accoutrements to go up against both China and Russia?
In this situation,
do you think he does?
In this situation, the Russians are not going to go to war with us over Syria.
You're not answering
Syria.
The question.
Yes, I do. I believe he does. I believe he has to. I believe he has to have a response that meets the situation in Syria.
The only way that he is going to take action that is disagreed by Russia and China, the only way it's going to happen is if the people behind him absolutely unmercifully push him. He will not make that decision on his own. He will only do it when he feels extreme pressure by the advisors that are around him. He won't do it by himself because he doesn't have the spine for it.
He made the decision to go after Osama bin Laden when some of his key advisors were saying, no, don't do it.
He didn't have any choice in that either. He didn't make the decision. He did not make the decision on going after bin Laden. The attack on bin Laden and the hunt for bin Laden began and had most of its success.
I'm talking
long
about the decision
Obama.
To go into the Pakistani compound and get him. There were some of his key advisors were saying, "No, we're not sure if it's him."
And you know this the movie?
No, the documents that have been released and what we've heard and what we've learned.
Obama does not have the spine to go up against Russia
or
China.
You just don't like him.
No, it's because of his actions. It has nothing to do whether I like the man or not. I've never met the man personally. I judge him by his actions. I listen to what he says, and then I watch him do completely the opposite. And I am seeing the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, stand there and give the United States the finger. And I'll be honest with you, it pisses me off because we're the United States.
Oh, and nobody can give us the finger?
Not unless we... you give us the finger, we break it off. That's the rule. All right, so there it is. That's my opinion. You can agree with it, you disagree with it, it doesn't matter. That's how I'm reading the circumstance. And I don't see Obama taking a strong stance on this. Which, what does that do if he does not take a strong stance? Tells everybody else in the world, oh, look, the United States, they're wearing their frilly dress today. WSAU, we'll be right back.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.